We used to go every year and pick them ourselves. And they'd let us go right into the orchard, and we'd bring back maybe a truckload, and then people would come and buy that. You know, we'd pay for our trip down there by getting that. And a lot of times, we'd go right out in the orchard and pick these peaches and pears.
You're the middleman.
Yeah.
Good deal. And I guess you've mixed some jams and.
Oh yes, I made jams and jellies and everything that I could make out of it all the time. I've got enough stuff in the cellar to last 10 years.
What about now? Did you ever go out in the countryside and in search of these little fungus type things? White fungus type growth, maybe up in the mountains.
You mean mushrooms?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I don't know enough about them. I wouldn't go get them. I buy mine out of the store because they're poison. You know, these, you heard them call them toadstools. Well, they look just exactly like a mushroom, and unless you know the mushrooms, you better not mess with them.
And the toadstools are the poisonous ones?
Yeah, and they grow everywhere, up in the mountains, under all the trees and everything. And you want to be sure that you know what you're doing. And
Yeah, you
I don't.
bet.
I just buy mine because I think it's the safest. These are most all raised in the cellars and things, you know, or they have the regular mushroom gardens everywhere else, but not here.
Now, you mentioned a little before your father used to go out and hunt wild game.
Yeah.
How did they handle that meat and then also cattle and pork? How did they take care of that?
Well, we didn't have cattle and pork.
Not at
Very, very
all.
seldom. Once in a while, if we had a milk cow that would get too old to milk, my dad would fatten her up and butcher her. And we kids raised bum lambs, if you know what they are, okay? We'd raise those bum lambs up, you
And is
know.
that an orphan
Yeah,
lamb?
the sheepmen used to just give them to us. They would lamb here, you know, and they had so many, many bum lambs that they used to just go off and leave them. And maybe the ewe would die. And so they'd just give them to us if we'd go get them. And we had milk cows, so we just fed them on bottles. And we raised our own lambs. Most of the people here raise them, they want them for pets, but we were so glad when ours got up big enough that we could butcher one once in a while. We had
Very practical. I see. Now, are you familiar with chipped beef?
Yes, but I don't care what we're talking
How
about.
is that different than jerky?
Well, I don't know how they make that chipped beef. Isn't it smoked? I think it is, isn't it?
Is it dry?
Yes, it's real dry. And they just cut it up. Well, I have bought some because I like it for to put in gravy sometimes, you know. But I never did ever fix it. Now, I have canned beef and pork and stuff. I don't anymore because I've got my beef freezers and I freeze. But I don't get to all the stores. I buy it from the farmers. I hate that meat that's in these stores.
What about jerky? Is that jerky different than chipped beef?
Well, I think it's all the same thing, only that it's dried, you know.
I see.
They cut it real thin. You can dry it in the oven, or you can have a dryer. There's dryers that you put it in and dry it. And
Now, did you know you mentioned that sometimes you had pigs? Did you ever prepare the meat yourself?
oh yes.
What sort of different types of meat could you get
Well,
off a pig?
what they my dad and mother used to make the bacon, their own bacon. They'd get this smoked salt and stuff, you know, and it's quite an art to do it. And then they'd fix the hams, and then before the freezers come in, you know, there's no way you could keep it because the ice boxes we had to put up ice in the wintertime. They'd go up here at the reservoir and cut big chunks of ice. It'd be 24 inches thick. And they'd cut that, and they had what they call spud bars, and they'd bring that ice out to the edge of the bank, and then they'd take ice hooks and tongs, and they'd put that into wagons and sleds, and they had an ice house that would be, they had the sawdust in. And they'd put in a layer of ice and then a layer of sawdust until they got that thing full.